Welcome to Black People Love Paramore, a podcast where we try to help Black people feel seen. Please rate us and write us a review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, 5 stars only because we are 5-star bitches or Diogati. I'm your host, Sequoia, and today joining me we have Heartthrob and my fave.
Heartthrob.
Hey. Bernard, who's also my boyfriend.
Yeah. Hey, what's up?
Do you wanna tell them hello?
Hello. You don't have to talk to the camera.
Why not?
I don't think that they
would love to be addressed. Mm-hmm. I think that they feel neglected.
They don't need to.
Okay, no, that's fine.
Hear anything about me.
Garrett's going to be talking to us about Phil Collins.
Yeah, the fucking GOAT.
His fave.
The GOAT.
But before we get into that, we have our segment, In My Defense, mm-hmm. where we bring one of our unpopular opinions and defend it for you all.
Yeah, you can go first. I still need to think about it. You didn't bring one either.
I have one, but I keep a small list on my phone.
Yeah.
But I feel like some of them are reserved for specific episodes or specific people.
Yeah.
That I feel like would appreciate it.
Okay.
I have one we'll that I feel it. Like is yeah. a little better for 20. It would have gone better at like 2018 or something.
Okay.
But the word melanin is so severely overused now.
It's corny.
It's like it's turned into just like a corny buzzword that means nothing.
We were watching The Circle, and then they said hashtag melanin popping or some shit like that.
They did,
and it's just so like I get it. It is a beautiful thing to have.
It is
a beautiful thing to just up your blackness in any way, in any form, and shape, and time.
Yeah, big up yourself,
all that. But like, dog, we are really crossing into corny self-love territory where it's just
corny
like
every self-love.
Every time I see melanin popping or like hashtag melanin goals or so on and so forth, I feel like there should be like an open sky behind it and like that written in cursive.
Yes.
And it's on some yes. auntie's
yes yes yes
like
yes.
page or
it's
whatever.
Turning into a millennial t-shirt slogan.
Yes, absolutely.
You remember like older millennials really love like
a
t-shirt.
A novelty t-shirt
with a slogan on it like Black Professional or whatever.
Yeah.
It's that now.
It is because I just think that we get over things really fast.
Yeah, I got over that shit a few years ago.
And it really, in general, and I think it really is kind of crazy that we continue to go down a path of like slogans and all of that stuff when we know that we don't like them anymore.
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
And it's really weird that people tend to shy away from honestly racial things or racial sayings and all of that stuff and saying that, oh no, this is our motto. We can't get tired of this.
Right.
Yes, we can. Yeah.
I feel like the only one that never turned cliche or whatever is Black Power, and I feel like it's such a resistance.
Yeah.
One that is like it's just really strong.
Yeah.
Like yeah, we'll use that.
We'll
one.
Just use that one.
Of course, it's been put on T-shirts and overdone in that way, but I've never personally gotten tired of that one. Like
yeah.
that. Something about like Melanin Mommy or Melanin Monroe or
who says Melanin Monroe?
Melanin Monroe was people's Twitter names for like a long time. Like Melanin Monroe was like. People had changed their Twitter names to Melanin Monroe for like 2 years straight.
Wow. Okay. Like, okay.
I'm just tired of the term melanin, especially because it's a scientific term. Like it's a specific thing.
Yeah.
It's just
overused.
It's too much for me. Yeah.
It's
overused. I'm like,
I think like with Black Power, it's really cool because of the fact that we were born into that saying.
Right.
Like, I've just heard Black Power my entire life.
Right. And it's just like so resistance-based.
Yeah.
You know?
People were actually fighting. This is...
Right.
Melanin goals and melanin popping and all that stuff is literally you just resisting against Instagram, I guess.
I'm done. I would just prefer you to talk about like liking being dark skinned or just like specifying dark skin. It's the term melanin. It's not even the sentiment. It's nothing around it that's the problem. The term melanin annoys me personally.
Yeah.
But that's just me.
I just know where it came from and it's just like
where'd it come from?
Instagram. Fucking Twitter.
Okay, from Instagram.
Twitter folk just like being upset. And I and good for you being upset. But because it came from something on the internet, I respect it less.
That's fair. No, that's fair. Whereas that's on
Black
brand for you.
Yeah, Black Power came from fucking people protesting and hurting each or getting hurt.
Yeah.
For so on and so forth. Yeah.
No, that's fair. Well, did you have enough time to
think
come
of
up
one?
With an unpopular opinion?
Oh my god.
Wait, we could do, I know one that we could do.
Okay.
Potentially.
What's that?
You guys, me and Garrick were watching The Circle.
Okay, yeah.
Me and Garrick were watching The Circle a couple days ago, like 2 days ago.
Yeah.
And we were high.
Yeah.
And mind you, we've watched like every season of The Circle. Like, we like The Circle.
Yeah, we like The Circle.
It's a good show. Like, we enjoy The Circle. We cut it on when we were high, and suddenly it was the worst show that we had ever laid eyes on.
No, it was
like
it was
I was physically retching and cringing.
It was awful.
Like I was having a horrible time.
Yeah.
Watching The Circle.
Yeah. It was I think that it's bad for society. I think that The Circle is bad for society. I think that not the concept. The concept is very smart and well thought out.
Yeah.
I think that the casting is bad for society. I said this when we were high, but so it might not make sense, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But I fully believe that the way that they cast this show is they set up a news camera and they're reporting on the news. And then they're like, all right, who's the type of person that would jump in and say, like, yo, my name Brandy, blah, blah, blah,
right.
And so on and so forth. And it's just like, all right, well,
jump in front of a news camera types.
Jump in front of a news camera types and like, you know, fucking riding the pussy types. And
I'm done.
Stuff.
Enough.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, like, when a reality show has been on for so long, people are now going on it for the clout and not for whatever the intention of the show is.
Yeah.
You know, like, the first season was, like, more authentic and all that,
but
like, whatever, but, like...
They're not even... What they're not even paying attention to what happens to the people who have been on The Circle.
Right.
Nobody's come out of The Circle popping at all.
Come
out and like, had, like, crazy brand deals
they
and all
haven't.
That stuff.
I mean, it's, maybe. I don't really follow them like that.
I'm sure,
I
like, people who
it.
Have won maybe... In that regard.
They're on TikTok, I know. I see them on TikTok.
They're on TikTok, and that's fantastic. Good for them. But, yeah, I don't get it. I think that, and as somebody who has sat in one of those lines and, like, or done one of those, like, pool casting things, as, like, I was 19.
Oh, what was you pool casting?
I don't remember what the show was. I really don't remember.
You
don't
remember what the show was.
But it was truly just me and a bunch of other friends just being like, yeah, let's just chill and like sit there. Yeah, it was wild. And we just made fun of everybody that came in.
Yeah, naturally.
Yeah, which is always great.
Right, that's what y'all do.
but yeah, like I get. You being a young person and like seeing all of these things and seeing people come up from it and I'm on launch a TikTok career off of it. But like choose a better show.
Fair.
You know what shows do well. You know what show you could do well on.
What show would you choose?
To be on?
If you were like, if you had to choose one reality show to launch an acting career. Try to launch and leverage into an acting career.
Yeah.
What reality
Survivor.
Survivor or
Amazing Race.
Or Big Brother.
Not Big Brother. Not the ones where you are sitting there and just kind of doing nothing.
Yeah.
Essentially, where people are looking at your in-house habits.
Yeah.
I would rather the ones that are adventurous and weird and blah, 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 because it's just like, you're not... There's still much to be discovered. I've seen you kind of lounge around the house, so I know what you are when you lounge around the house.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, especially with you launching a TikTok career after it, it's like, yeah, sure.
I already know
like what you're about.
Okay.
Like, if it's a circle, it's just like, that's all I watch
saw you
do.
Nothing.
If it's, you know, Love is Blind, I'm just going to, you know, look at your relationship and how you date.
Mm-hmm.
If it's like Love Island, it's just like, yeah, you can launch a modeling career off of that. You're attractive and slender or ripped or whatever.
Slender.
But Amazing Race and Survivor, those have been on for so fucking long. Mm-hmm. People have launched careers off of it.
Is that right?
Mike White, who did White Lotus, was on.
Oh, that's crazy.
He was on Survivor.
Yeah.
I think that he had already had a career before then. But I also know two or three other Survivor contestants.
Yeah.
Who are doing fine in their TV writing careers.
Oh yeah, TV writing career.
Yeah. Works too. Yeah, but like if you're trying to launch yourself off of like acting and all that stuff, it's like, okay, well, I've seen you in the mud, so now I want to see you cleaned up and like doing other things. Yeah, there's like a dissociation.
That's fair.
To it. Yeah.
Moving on to Song of the Week.
Yeah.
I have a Song of the Week.
Okay.
Do you have a Song of the Week?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay, you go first.
Jimmy Cooks.
Jimmy Cooks is your Song of the Week this week.
I know. So like I am fully late. Extremely late to liking this song a lot.
I don't know how you miss it. This is like the primary one that off that album.
And everybody was like, "Whoa, this is crazy." I saw people posting it hella.
Mm-hmm.
But I was so turned off by that album.
Yes.
That I didn't even think that there was like a rap song on there.
You didn't even get to that?
No,
You never got to that.
No, I was all right, I'm not voguing right now. I'm not doing that.
Right now.
What's the
voguing?
Is it voguing?
Yes.
Were there like this?
Voguing.
It's voguing?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. It's like, I'm not voguing to this. I'm not going to, you know, I can't do that dance. So I'm like, hey, I can't fuck with this album. And then Beyonce's album came out right after, and I was like, oh, this is a better
this
version of that.
This is what he thought he was.
This is what he thought he was going.
Yeah.
This felt like samples for the Beyonce album.
That's
it
very
felt
fair.
Like reference tracks for the Beyonce album.
Right.
And like once he figured out that this is not going on her album, he's like, oh yeah, I'll just put mine out.
Whatever, right.
Whatever.
That's why he dropped, honestly, never mind. That's why he dropped that shit like that.
Yeah, probably.
On a whim.
Probably. It's just like, let's just, you know, catch a wave or something like that.
Never mind.
Yeah.
Beyonce's coming.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Yeah, great title if that's the case.
That's what it is.
That's my unpopular opinion, which also ties into my Song of the Week.
Okay.
Stop switching beats. I'm done.
Okay.
I am done.
Okay.
I'm
you don't want
a
mid-song
no, 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 no,
beat
no, no, no.
switch.
I don't want a mid-song beat
okay.
switch. People have done it because it is in the context of an album.
Yeah.
It is the only one that does that.
Yeah.
Baby Keem put out a whole album of just beat switches, and I was like, all right, cool. But I liked the beat that we were on.
The original beat that we were on, yeah. I do always like one of the beats more.
Yeah.
But I don't mind the beat switch, but I do always like one of the
yeah,
beats
yeah, but like, you're not making knights. You're not making pyramids. Stop it. But the first half of Jimmy Cooks is the best beat that Drake has rapped on.
Okay.
Easily.
Okay.
Is without any doubt in my mind, that is the best he's rapped on. It is truly phenomenal.
Okay.
The way that it like leads in and you know, just his overall energy over the beat and track and all that stuff is just top tier.
Okay. Cool. I'll take that. I would like to first go ahead and say is absolutely fuck Drake right now.
Yeah.
Since he wanted to come out of his dumbass mouth and say something about Megan Thee Stallion. We don't appreciate it. So
it's very weird. It's a very weird take.
Fuck that nigga right now.
What if he
for sure.
What if he says I'm sorry? What if he does like
he
a
needs
whole,
to publicly apologize to her. The way that he put that line out, he needs to publicly apologize to her.
I've also been in this era of
apologize how you made the
so if he did it in a song I'd be like, oh, okay, great.
100% he should do it, whatever, do it publicly.
People,
that's all I know, because you did
publicly.
That shit publicly the first time.
Yeah. People keep on coming at or other comics keep on coming at Chappelle for like things that he said.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yeah, but he said it in a joke. Make mm-hmm. a joke. Write it.
Hi, this is Biz, and this is the final season of One Bad Mother, a comedy podcast about parenting. This is going to be a year of celebrating all that makes this podcast and this community magical.
I'm so glad that I found your podcast.
I just cannot thank you enough for just being the voice of reason as I'm trying to figure all of this out.
Thank you, and cheers to your incredible show and the vision you had to provide this space for all of us.
This is still a show about life after giving life. And yes, there will be swears. You can find us on MaximumFun.org. And as always, you are doing a great job.
All right, class, tomorrow's exam will cover the science of perfect pitch, the history of pride flags, and speedrunning video games. Any questions? Ah, yes, you in the back.
What is this?
It's the podcast Let's Learn Everything,
where we learn about science and a bit of everything else.
My name's Tom. I study cognitive and computer science, but I'll also be your teacher for intermediate emojis.
My name's Caroline, and I did my master's in biodiversity conservation, and I'll be teaching you intro to things the British Museum stole.
My name's Ella. I did a PhD in stem cell biology, so obviously I'll be teaching you the history of fan fiction.
Class meets every other Thursday on Maximum Fun.
So do I still get credit for this?
No.
Obviously not.
No.
It's a podcast.
Okay.
Respond how he's saying it.
Right. Meet him at his medium.
Meet him at his medium.
Okay. My song of the week this week, I just thought of a new one. Mm-hmm. I had this one set up originally, but I just thought of a new one. They both kind of go with Phil Collins. I'm going to go with my original one. My song of the week this week is Set Fire to the Rain by Adele. Mm-hmm. She is someone who has cited Phil Collins as an influence.
Absolutely.
She tried to solicit him to write on 25.
Yeah.
I don't know if he actually did it or what, if he has a writing credit on it, but she like reached out to him asking him if he wanted to write on 25. That's her best song to me.
Yeah, it's great.
That's Adele's best
song. It's a good ballad.
Song.
Yeah.
She is just like...
She's letting it all out.
The lyrics, they just hit me. They just hit me in a way.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
And it gives that kind of Phil Collins energy, you know, like you just like, ooh.
Yeah.
Like this the chills is going, that you
it's
get,
going too hard for no reason.
It's going too hard for no reason.
The king.
That's the
king.
the exact energy.
He is the absolute god.
But yeah, that's Adele's best song. That shit is fantastic. It has that Phil Collins-esque vibe to it.
Yeah.
So I feel like it would make a good song of the week this week.
Yeah.
For the Phil Collins episode.
Phil Collins is... Listen, man.
Are you want to get into talking? We're about to get into him. Okay, let me give a brief biography of who this man is, in case I'm sure y'all know who he is.
You gotta know who Phil Collins is.
Phil Collins is an English singer, musician, songwriter, and record producer, and actor. I didn't know he was an actor. He was the drummer and lead singer of the rock band Genesis, and also has had a career as a solo performer. His achievements include huge songs like In the Air Tonight and his work on the Tarzan soundtrack with songs like You'll Be in My Heart. Listen. You're having feelings.
Visceral reaction.
Mm-hmm. You're having feelings.
The way that he went hard on that Tarzan soundtrack.
He did.
For no reason.
He did.
At all. Like, that, you know, I'll Be in Your Heart and...
Strangers Like Me.
Strangers Like... Are there strangers like me? Whew! The way that that movie, without that soundtrack, is pretty... mid.
Yes.
It's not like a bad movie.
Yeah.
But it's just like a standard Disney track.
Right.
It's a standard Disney movie.
Right.
It's a standard like
now he injected
cartoon.
So much emotion into that fucking movie.
He made the movie sad. He made like everybody when oh boy shot his mom, I was like, oh my god, this is crazy.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Because it just you know that Phil Collins is going to see that and have so much pain in his... Like, I feel like he was watching the movie and he was like, I got it, man.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, you see him crying.
Yep.
And you see, you know that he's feeling the feels. Yep. And the whole time that he's making this album, he is fully, like, in it. He's feeling all the highs and lows of Tarzan, yep. Of Rosie O'Donnell's character.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I don't think that movie would have worked as well without him.
Certainly not. Certainly not.
And Tarzan, he won the Grammy.
He did?
I think he won the Grammy for that soundtrack. Or the Oscar for that soundtrack.
Probably
the Oscar.
Yeah. Was Tarzan your introduction to Phil Collins? Or
no, I've heard Genesis songs before.
Okay.
And then from Rock Band.
Yes.
But I've heard Genesis songs before that because my brother would always play like Phil Collins stuff in general. What was the other one that he had? Is it In the Air Tonight?
Yeah, In the Air Tonight. That's the main
one.
That's the top one.
Yeah. And just my family would like put on Phil Collins every now and again because it's just like it's Phil Collins.
It's Phil Collins. Did you see?
He's also Emily in Paris's father.
I know. Lily Collins' dad.
So weird.
We're not even going to get into the Nepo baby conversation because that's just been dominating Twitter and the internet lately. Did you see the viral video of those YouTuber twins.
Oh, listening to
Tim
to
and Fred Williams. Their YouTube channel
did
is
he
called.
Do? Did he do? What was it? I Can Feel It Coming?
Yeah.
In the air. Oh, that's In the Air Tonight.
Yeah, in the air
okay,
night.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, okay, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm an idiot. That song is is phenomenal.
Yes.
That song, it's truly like, I don't know how many people of this generation just sit down and listen to it, but yes. I mean, you should definitely watch that video.
Yes.
Of those kids listening to it for the first time.
Yes.
Because when you sit down and fully feel the air tonight.
When the air tonight
hits.
Envelops you.
This is a song where there is 2 minutes, I feel like, up top
yes.
of nothing.
Yes. It's 2 minutes of just like mellow.
Yeah.
Instrumental.
Yeah. Just
single
him.
Vocal.
Yeah.
Like whatever.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, this is a nice song. Like when you listen right. to it, you're like, you don't really realize it's building
yeah.
to anything.
Yeah.
You're just like, oh, okay, that's because it's been going on for 2 minutes.
Yeah. And then the beat drops and you're like, oh.
Literally, they were. Oh, they were like.
Yeah.
Their YouTube channel is called Twins the New Trend, if y'all want to go watch that video. It has like 9.9 million views, came out 2 years ago, went viral on the internet.
Fantastic.
Because black people know that we love that. They're
yeah.
like, yes,
yeah.
yes.
Yeah.
Show them boys, listen to that for the first time because it's fantastic. They're also really young. They're
yeah.
like, nah, they're not.
Because black people react to effort. And,
of course.
And if you're trying to a degree where you feel like where the audience or black people being the audience
mm-hmm.
feel like they can't reach because mm-hmm. black people are just a talented group in general.
That's fair. Yeah.
So if I wouldn't have taken it there.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have done 2 minutes up top.
Right.
I wouldn't have gone so hard
right.
on a Tarzan soundtrack. I wouldn't have done a fucking drum fill in
yeah.
the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like, it's incredible. It's
yeah.
incredible. So of course everybody would react to it because like I'm not as talented as this man, and I kind of have to just like let my hands go
yeah.
and like listen to this track.
Very fair. Listen to this track, bitch. According to Encyclopedia.com, growing up in Great Britain, Collins was naturally influenced by such groups as the Beatles and the Who, but he was equally fascinated by Motown music of the Supremes, the Four Tops, and the
yeah,
Temptations.
Of course.
When he began making his own music, he incorporated the Black American rhythm and blues and soul sounds, modifying them to fit the circumstances of his white middle class background.
Yeah. That's kind
so
of
So he knows himself.
He knows
he know he's trying to tap into. He know
what
he's doing.
He knows what he's doing.
He knew.
He knows what he knows.
He knows.
He knows what he's going for.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that you can always appreciate is somebody with intention, with intent and a singular focus on what they want to do and like their sound.
Because mm-hmm.
that shit is fantastic.
Low
and
down.
What I always appreciate about British music now is that they've looked at American music or they've looked at jazz and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And then they see Americans moving past it,
mm-hmm.
Sonically.
Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, back
like,
it out
wait.
The way.
It's like, leave.
Right.
It's
they're
like, yo.
They're like,
okay,
we'll
great.
Take it.
Great. Fantastic.
All right, move.
Because this is, I think, Britain in general believes that jazz is the only good thing to come out of America. And that era of music, that Motown era, that blah, blah, blah. Because,
mm-hmm.
like, even if you listen to Adele and, I mean, Jesse J is also British.
Amy Winehouse.
All of them
mm-hmm.
are just stuck in that style. And then it's so weird because they come over to America and then they sweep the Grammys.
Yeah.
And people are like, why are they so successful? It's because they're so great at what they're... It's like, no, it's because we move past something.
Yeah.
Something
fair.
Special.
Something special. Yep.
And the fact that we're you know, we kind of left it by the wayside, it is unfortunate.
Yeah.
But it is also very nice because, you know, you'll see like a bunch of English people coming forth and being like, oh, I'm going to sing this style. And you get to, you know, have nostalgia.
Your Georgia Smith, your fave.
I don't think that she's great. don't do that to me. I don't think she's good.
I like Georgia.
Yeah.
Personally. So what is your favorite Phil Collins song?
Probably In the Air Tonight. Probably the most like famous one.
Of course.
It's just great.
Of course.
Yeah.
I think mine is You'll Be In My Heart.
Yeah.
Just goes
from the Tarzan.
It goes from the Tarzan soundtrack. It's just so.
It's just gripping. Beautiful.
It's gripping. Yeah, that's what it is.
And you also don't. It doesn't bring you back to the movie, which is crazy.
No, it's just like it's just a beautiful song. Yeah. Speaking of, Usher remade that.
Oh really?
That's not. Let me tell you something. Usher was in there killing that shit.
Yeah.
Yes. That's like one of the few. You know, like remakes. Sometimes, like it's like, oh, I can listen to this.
Yeah.
Usually, I don't want to remake. Like,
I hate a cover.
Usually, I hate a cover.
Yeah.
But no, Usher really did that.
Yeah.
So I really fuck with that. And then Phil Collins, another popular Phil Collins song. What was that one that I was just telling you about? Let me look at it one more time.
Mm-hmm.
You Can't Hurry Love.
Oh yeah.
Sister, sister.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, of course.
You saw that?
Mm-hmm.
You watched Sister, Sister?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's what I remember it from.
Yes, 100%.
Weirdly,
right.
It's from Sister, Sister.
Yeah. They did that little performance.
Yeah.
I think Roger was part of the performance or something, and mm-hmm. the two of them were in the background doing this shit.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Black people was really fucking with Phil Collins even then. Usher were trying to remake the shit. Tia and Tamera was out here trying to remake the shit.
Yeah.
Get to it. They knew the deal. He knew the deal. They knew the deal. It's synergy. It's a synergistic relationship.
I think so.
Synergistic is not a word, but it is today.
Synchronistic.
Yeah.
Synergistic.
Uh-huh. Synchronistic. It's all that.
Yeah. Phil Collins is the only white artist that I think black children were named after.
Wow.
If I'm really thinking about it, I mean, Phil is a very common name.
Yeah.
But even still, it's just like, where'd you get your name? Phil is just like, oh, Phil Collins. It's like, dope.
Yeah.
And it's not like a weird reaction.
No, it's like,
It's just like, oh, cool,
dope.
Cool.
That's nice.
Good
yeah.
for you.
I just wanted to point out that Phil Collins has been name dropped on a plethora of rappers.
Yeah.
Music.
Yeah.
Because again, the synergy of it all.
Oh my god.
A musician name dropping musicians. That's the whole vibe. Nigga's been fucking with Phil Collins, is the whole point. He's been name dropped by Joe Budden.
Oh my god.
I know everybody loves Joe Budden. That's sarcasm.
Yeah.
I don't like that man.
Yeah, of course not.
Cam'ron, Tupac, J.I.D., and Lil Yachty, and Juicy J.
Yeah.
And others. A lot of others.
Yeah.
But
it's always so funny because Phil Collins probably knows about all of these name drops.
Yes, certainly.
He probably is just like, you know, he'll have his daughter, Lily.
Mm-hmm. Lily forth, Collins, right.
Come forth and be like, hey, did you know that this rapper talked about you? And he's just like, yeah.
Pharrell named Phil Collins one of his biggest influences.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like.
Absolutely. Because, correct me if I'm wrong, Phil Collins, like, will, I know he plays piano.
Mm-hmm.
But I do believe that he fully, like, composes and, like, masters all of it. Or, like, engineers all of his stuff.
I know he plays piano on the drums.
Like, yeah, I know he plays the drums, yeah.
He learned piano.
Yeah.
And, yeah. That makes sense.
Right.
Yeah.
Where it's just, like, his first solo album, it was, like, just him. Mm-hmm. Kind of like how Oh Boy did on the Foo Fighters album.
Yes, Dave Grohl.
Dave Grohl.
Yeah,
his first, literally that first album is mm-hmm. just him going back and forth between the different instruments.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Crazy.
The first Foo Fighters album?
Yeah.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah.
That.
And then he had a band that was behind him.
Come on,
when
Dave. We love a Dave.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all I had about Phil Collins. Did you want to talk about you
Phil
have
Collins?
Anything else about your band?
I don't have much else about Phil. Just that he's a phenomenal human being, and I think that I'll name a plant after him or something like that.
Mm, and your favorite show was Emily in Paris.
It's not. It's really not.
That's Lily Collins, right?
That is Lily Collins. That show is awful. But.
You don't like it?
No, I do not.
I actually actively hated the fuck out of that show.
Yeah.
It wasn't even like a fun hate watch. I love a teen, early 20s coming of age, like thing like that. That seems like something I would like. Absolutely abhor.
It just wasn't
every second.
And I think it was because of the like doe-eyed I can do anything in this place, and I all I needed was a little bit of gumption. That's not how of course it's for entertainment purposes. It's not how the world works, all that stuff, blah blah blah. It's fair. But we also watched it during a pandemic, and it's just not the best time to watch that.
Nah, that shit did not hit. That shit did not hit at all. But anyways, thank you for coming on my show.
Of course.
You want to tell them where they can find you? If you want.
You don't have to find me.
Y'all can find him via my Instagram or anything of that sort. Mm-hmm. And for me, you can find me at BPLPpod across all social media platforms. You can email me at blackpeopleloveparamore@gmail.com. Hate mail, love, suggestions, all of that type of stuff. And that's it.
Good. Bye, balance. Y'all. Bye.